Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. So talking about the possibility of proportional representation in the United Kingdom, it's an issue which has been raised again. People have talked about this one since the 19th century. It's never acquired traction. The Labour Party's foundation used to consider it, and James Keir Hardie, the inaugural leader of the Labour Party, said that at the moment, First Past the Post works against Labour as a small party. One day it'll be a very big party and it will redound to Labour's advantage, which is why Labour rejected the idea, was very happy with that, the duopoly through to the 80s, then a long period in the opposition, began to have a flirtation with some sort of electoral reform, the electoral reform society for decades. The Liberal Party by the 1930s realised they were locked out of office by the First Past the Post system and began to think in favour of this. Certainly by the 60s, electoral reform was definitely what they wanted. One of the reasons they wouldn't go into coalition to save the Conservatives in February 1974 is because the Tories wouldn't commit to a referendum on proportional representation. So PR, you know, I don't mean per rectum in this case, but that's to say the amount of representation a party has in the legislature is proportionate to the number of votes received. So you get 5% of the vote, you get 5% of the members of parliament, for example. We get 21% of the votes, you get 21% of the representation and so forth. So there's a logic to it. There's a clarity. There's some sort of direct relationship. Now, you could have the country's one gigantic constituency and just look at all the votes, and then the MPs represent the whole UK. They don't represent individual constituencies. But there are more complicated places. So you know, the UK, 650 constituencies, you could reduce that to, say, 65 big constituencies of 10 MPs each. And if Labour got about 50% of the vote in one constituency, they get 5 MPs out of 10. Conservatives got 30% roughly, they get 3 MPs out of 10. The Lib Dems got 20% roughly, they get 2 out of 10, or something like that. The other ways you can do it is have a threshold. If you don't get 3% of the vote, you get no representation whatsoever, because Israel used to have pure proportional representation. I believe they do have some sort of threshold. You can have a mixed system, some members of parliament represented to elect constituencies under First Past the Post, and an additional member system where some more proportional. That's what happens with the Scottish Parliament and so forth. These are these regional members of the Scottish Parliament. Likewise for the Welsh Parliament, regional members of the Senedd. You know, Republic of Ireland, we've got single transferable vote. That's different, ranking them in order, writing a 1, 2, 3, 4 amongst your the candidates you favour and disfavour. All right. So PR, and indeed Labour in its 1997 manifesto, they committed to introduce this, but they had a commission chaired by Lord Roy Jenkins, former Labour Chancellor Exchequer and Home Secretary, absolutely evil ogre, prolific child abuser. But anyway, he chaired this commission. I heard him speak once, but I should give him a piece of my mind. And he recommended alternative vote, and the Blair government shelved it. They reneged on that electoral pledge, partly because they were doing very well in the First Past the Post. One in 2001 handily, one in 2005, only on 35% of the vote, got 55% of the seats. Well, turkeys don't vote for Christmas. Would have won for a lot more had it been the Iraq war. Could have won in 2007, if they called it an early election when Brown took over, and so on. Okay, so the Conservative Party has never been in favour of this. Partly they're traditionalists. As Lord Falkland said, that which is not necessary to change is necessary not to change. Labour actually mostly campaigned against. It was, I remember, in 2011, we had a referendum alternative vote and it was defeated. The Liberal Democrats are very much in favour. That was it. So could it be revisited? Of course, one doesn't need a referendum by law in order to change the electoral system. It's been done many times without a referendum, as in giving women the vote, or the Representation of the People Act 1832, the 1867 one, the 1884 one, the 1918 one, and so on. The 1928 one, the 1984 one. There's one in 1948. My goodness, it goes on. So they could change that. Now, but at the moment, some people on the left is very worried that Reform United Kingdom would win the next general election. Reform UK is having some travails, all this stuff about the £5 million gift to Nigel Farage. They're dipping. It's partly midterm blues. People are giving the new Prime Minister a chance, Andy Burnham. Where will be in 3 years' time? Reform UK may have imploded. But anyway. So some people say, well, stop this through Reform UK. But if there was proportional representation, Reform UK would be a much bigger part than it is. But this can change electoral behaviour, a voting behaviour, because people say, well, I have to vote. It's either Labour or Conservative is going to win. I really want to vote Liberal Democrat, but they're never going to win. I have to vote Labour. So I would like to vote Restore Britain, but they're never going to win. Maybe I'll vote Conservative or something like that. or I would like to vote Green, but they're not even sending a candidate here, I won't bother voting at all. So partly it's a negative voting on the basis of who you're most against rather than who most for. Vote to keep the worst candidate out. So the sort of negative cohesion. So maybe we'll change that. People will vote for who they actually want to. They'd have a much better chance their vote would actually elect someone, because majority of voters don't elect anyone. They vote for someone who loses in that constituency. These are wasted votes. There'd be very few wasted votes if that were the case. Most folks would elect somebody, unless for a very minor party, it's got, say, under 1% of the vote, or whatever the threshold might happen to be. So the argument against this is make politics highly fissile, would fragment, Labour would split into the left and right, maybe Conservatives into that tradition, some modernizers or something like that. It would give the current fringe parties, the Green Party and the Reform United Kingdom, more of a chance, perhaps head of coalition government permanently. Benjamin Disraeli, the 1870s Prime Minister, said, England does not love a coalition. Well, Southern Ireland does, because they have a coalition almost all the time. But you could say Spain, they've got PR, and they managed to have stable governments with a reasonable degree of continuity. It makes life inconvenient for politicians. Well, tough. We have to represent the people. It's ridiculous that, you know, the Labour government, with only about 34% of the vote, has got almost 100% of the power. And God, is it 60% of the representation? And it's very unfair on the minor parties, let's say Reform UK and the Greens. And Reform UK once, in the old days when it was UKIP getting far more votes than the Liberal Democrats with far fewer MPs, or the Scottish National Party getting is a quarter of the votes of the Liberal Democrats, but three times as many members of Parliament, so forth. It's all about efficiency of distribution, getting the votes in the right areas, getting just one more vote than another party in a constituency, and not piling up massive majorities of 30,000. And obviously sometimes you narrowly miss out and that's completely wasted. It would break the link, direct link, you know who your constituency person is. But a degree of proportional representation doesn't appear to be so problematic in North Britain and indeed in Mid-Britain. Why not? So the curious thing about the United Kingdom is there are different electoral systems for the different legislatures, like, you know, single transfer of vote for Stormont, and then this partly first past the post system, partly proportional representation for North Britain. They're not allowed to choose which they rank the candidates, because say there are eight regional MSPs to be elected, you want to vote Labour, you can't choose this number one, her number two, him number three. No, Labour just does the list for you. And obviously, if you're top of your party's list, you've got a very good chance of being elected. If you're bottom of the party's list, you're never going to be elected. I can't think of a single example of someone who's bottom of his or her party's regional list and got elected. But the Liberal Democrats aren't banging the drum about this one this much, but they think it might lead to a sort of an anti-Conservative coalition, but also to keep out Reform United Kingdom. We shall see. What say you? Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.